Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Keep cool this summer when you shop ceiling fans at Menards. Upgrade your space with a quick-install ceiling fan from Patriot Lighting. They're loaded with extra features that will make your ceiling fan install a breeze. Plus, they reduce energy costs, helping you save time and money. Save big on our great selection of ceiling fans. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she moved in with her friend and then found out a little ghost boy was living in that very same apartment with them.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown. Quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is, an 855-853-4802. You can call that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and verbally share your real ghost story with us. You know, it's this thing we used to do with these devices that we carry around in our pockets now. We didn't used to have them. They were attached to our wall via a cord. And the only thing you could do into it was speak into it. It's called a telephone. And that's how we used to communicate. Now we do everything but that with our telephones.
I know. I think that most people don't even realize that with the phone, you could actually talk to someone without looking at them.
Yes.
You could use it as a phone.
Now, you can't really insert emojis into your conversation, but you know what happens? People can understand and feel the emotion in your voice. Which actually happens to be where emojis originated from, was actual human interaction and emotions. They weren't always just smiley faces that you pressed a button on. This little bit of history is being brought to you by...
Here's what I don't get, is like, so when my sister and I went to Chicago recently, we're in the Chicago Art Institute. Not known for a lot of people talking loudly. Mm-hmm. It's an art institute. You know, it's not like a library, so people are talking, but, you know, people pretty much keep their voices down. And there's this guy that I walked past, and now he was sitting on a bench, but he was in a gallery, and he is having this very loud conversation. And of course, the other person's on speakerphone. And I'm like, everyone in here can hear your entire conversation. I find that strange.
I find the speakerphone people strange. I mean, I do it when I'm in my office privately and I'm talking because I'm typing usually while I'm having a conversation with somebody. But in public, walking around with the speakerphone on so everyone can hear. And then you're like, you're kind of halfway holding the phone up close to your head so you can hear it, but it's not quite. It looks bizarre. It's annoying as shit. No one wants to hear the other person's side of your conversation. And nobody wants to hear your side of the conversation either. It's called just being discreet and having a conversation. People used to be able to do that. Many still
can. And one day I was at the grocery store and I kind of followed this woman for a little bit. Because you can kind of get away with that in the grocery store.
Yeah.
She was on speakerphone and I could hear both of them. And they were talking about a man who was on probation and he had to report to his parole officer and he hadn't done it. And there was something to do with domestic violence. And I'm like, oh my God, this is fascinating. And so I'm kind of following her as long as I could get away with it to kind of listen to this. Cause I'm like, these people have so much drama in their life. I don't have anything like this going on.
Well, and seemingly no clue about, you know, appropriateness of having
it out
there.
Well, it would be a little shame that this guy who you both know, and you know, it was either a brother, a husband, boyfriend. It was that kind of relationship, like somebody they were very close to.
Where they were the brother, the husband, and the lover simultaneously.
Could have been all of them.
All of the above.
It could have been her brother, and she was talking to his girlfriend, and they were talking about him beating the shit out of her.
But she's in love with her brother at the same time.
I'm like, why are you walking around the grocery store having this conversation?
Attract more like-minded folks.
Mm-hmm. Me?
You're not like-minded, but I guess you kind
of fascinated.
Like, oh,
it was like
yeah.
A soap opera playing out right in front of me. It was like a Real Housewives episode, and I'm in it.
Well, that's where you get the person who walks up to him now, like, oh my God, my Billy Joe, he just got incarcerated the other day. You know, he beat the shit out of me, but I love him. I love him so much.
He's on parole too.
He's
oh
great.
My God.
I'm shopping for Rice Krispies for him to bring him to the jail. Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of shit that would end up attracting.
Very strange, so, yes.
Yeah. Let's go to a ghost story at 855-853-4802. Hi.
Hi. So I've never been particularly sensitive, but one of my very best friends has always been extremely sensitive to spirits and things of that nature. And we lived together in an apartment in Bayonne, New Jersey, for about 3 years. And I remember we were at her housewarming party when she just moved into the apartment, and she had another friend that was fairly sensitive. And this part of the story was told to me after the fact. When she moved in, she felt like there was some sort of presence of some kind. Her friend actually pulled her aside during the party, and she was like, I don't know if you know this, but I saw a little boy in your bedroom. And the way the apartment was set up was that there was the living room and what became my friend's bedroom. There wasn't a door. She just hung a curtain. It was a light and sound blocking curtain. And when we had friends over, we would pull the curtain aside, and then attached to her room was a tiny little room that was originally a nursery. And she had converted that into a sewing room. And so her friend told her, there is a little boy in your room. And they discussed it, and they both kind of immediately understood, okay, there's a presence of a small boy in the apartment. And so when I moved in, it was always like a very nice atmosphere. It was never like a malicious presence or anything like that. Every now and then I could feel like there was something sort of watching me, more like watching over me than really stalking me in particular. But the one instance that really convinced me, okay, this is a thing. We were talking in her sewing room, my friend and I, and we were talking about the history of the house and how apparently in the town of Bayonne, there was a history of, there was some story of a little boy who had, something had happened to him, he passed away, whatever. And for whatever reason, his spirit had attached to this particular apartment. It was a duplex, it was originally a house. As we were talking, I could feel this pringly, kind of tingly sensation all along my back as we were talking. And I remember asking my friend, hey, So you're sensitive to these types of things, right? And she was like, yeah, my mother and I used to help people contact spirits with their loved ones, blah, blah, blah. I asked her, I was like, so you've seen the little boy around the house, right? And she's like, yeah, here and there. And I was like, do you know where he is now? And she gives me a look. And again, while this is all happening, I feel this very warm, tingling sensation all along my back. And so far, what I know about the spirit is that he's really only attached to her room in the sewing room. So my friend gives me a look and she's like, if I tell you, are you going to freak out? And I'm like, I kind of have a feeling of what she's already going to say. And I'm like, probably not. Like, just lay it on me. And she's like, he's right behind you. And then as soon as she said that, the feeling vanished almost instantaneously. That was pretty much enough to convince me that there was something going on. Every now and then I would still feel that like tingly, warm sensation. I know that, spirits are typically cold, but I felt like it was a little bit too much of a coincidence for it to just be my body reacting weirdly or doing something random. Yeah, so we had that spirit just kind of hanging around our apartment for a while. And what was unfortunate was that he left. We felt that like warm presence of this, you know, welcoming little boy. We felt that presence leave several times, usually when we had a very troublesome roommate. We figured that he did not want to hang around, you know, these humans that had this bad energy. And one thing that was also peculiar about the apartment was that it was almost always occupied by women, including, you know, me, my roommate, and we always had a third roommate that was usually female. But whenever we had a male roommate or even just like a male friend stay over too many days in a row, just the entire mood, the whole atmosphere of the apartment just became very dark and dreary and just uncomfortable, and to the point where I would need to just be like, you can't stay here another day. You need to go to our guest, because it just, I don't know whether he just, if maybe something had happened to this little boy with a man. I'm not entirely sure because I don't really know the history of it. But yeah, for whatever reason, male energies and just men in general were not particularly welcome in the apartment. And I don't really know why. Yeah, it was a very, very peculiar time living there. And that's pretty much my story. So, yeah, thanks a bunch. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. It's interesting how sometimes, you know, certain energies, male, female, very much have an impact on a location or what's in there that we don't see.
Yeah, and it does make sense when you think about it, you know, especially if they're picking up on a child being there. And you know, who knows what happened to that child, but if it was something dark with a male, how the little spirit wouldn't want to be around men.
Yeah.
I also could see, you know, I was talking about this the other day with somebody about how, you know, we can pick up on energy from people that we just don't like, you
sure.
know, in real life. It's like, oh, they've got like this real negative attitude, or they're just, for whatever reason, you know, it's not a person you want to hang around with. And so I could see like with spirits the same way.
Yeah.
You know, it makes sense. If you can pick up on that in life, why wouldn't you pick up on that in death? It's like, don't like this person. But where does he go? You know, does he just hide in like when there are men around, or does he like totally leave? Where does the little boy spirit go? I worry about little kid spirits.
Well, I don't know exactly, obviously, how any of this works. I lost my handbook a long time ago.
Can you find it?
I know. I gotta look into that and find it. But yeah, I mean, it just seems to be just like how in real life you would have those sort of reactions. And maybe it's still it's energy. It's energy. The question is, what's the consciousness behind it that's still active. You know, that's the weird thing about it all.
Because I talked to somebody on the Grave Talks this past week and gave me something to think about. Because I always, I'm like, oh, little kid spirits, that's so sad. And then she brought up, unless they're mimicking something.
Yeah.
And come across as a little child spirit. And I'm like, oh, I hadn't really thought of that.
Yeah.
Crap. And I'm like, yeah. She goes, because then that kind of makes you feel maternal. And it's like, oh, I'm sensing this. And she goes, then become vulnerable to it. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know.
You care.
The Exorcist.
Exactly.
Movie.
Exactly. That's why you just have to walk away from children who look like they're turning into demons, because they might be. And if you don't want to be turned into one, you just kind of got to let it play out. Let them climb the walls a little bit. You know, let the upside down crucifix protrude from their skin as if it were initially a tattoo and then suddenly some sort of object that comes out and emits directly from the flesh. All that shit. You just got to walk away. Walk away. Go get.
Sorry, I am going to get ice cream.
Go get a sub sandwich or ice cream. Come back a little bit later. Usually, if you get like a foot long sub, by the time you're finished with that, the weird behavior is done. They've already thrown up the flies, quite often their irises have gone back to not being completely black. But if you only get the 6-inch sub and eat that, you usually sometimes arrive a little bit early and there's still some stuff going on that you don't want. Like the walls are bleeding a little bit. It's like, yeah, I should have just gotten the longer sub and I could have, you know, enjoyed my time eating questionable meat. You just got to be careful.
That's words to the wise.
That's words to the wise right there. We enter this Halloween season, everyone. The more you know. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, become an extra podcast person. Support us. Sign up at Apple Podcasts right there on our page to become a premium subscriber there, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
A colossal monster, a city in ruins, no way out, except inside of the all-electric Toyota CHR. John Cho stars in Escape. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family today. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino.
America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.